The following podcast is brought to you by EPN, the Encore Podcast Network. Welcome to another episode of your favorite professional wrestling podcast. This is Talk Is War with your host, Alpha Z. Thank you for joining us today. It is a lovely Thursday, wherever you may be, wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And of course, joining me, the Dark One, Hades. How are you, brother?
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing okay, brother. And joining us later will be Switchblader, as usual. And Jake cannot make this episode, unfortunately, but that's okay. We can do it without him. And, we can do it without him, but it's not the same without him. One of us, like, if there's one subtracted, like, from the show, it feels so off. You can tell, you know?
Yeah, it's usually kind of weird.
Yeah, like, there's just something missing. Like, we can do the show, and we can carry on, but still, it's just that there's something, you know, missing. But, you know what? We can do the show. We're good. We have a stacked episode for you today. We are going to be talking about this year's Royal Rumble. It is right around the corner. I believe this Sunday, right?
Is it this far?
I think it might be. It's close. Whatever day it is close. And there's been a lot of rumors, a lot of speculation, a lot of buzz going around. And we are going to elaborate on that, give our predictions for it, and perhaps some answers from the Forbidden Door. Well, we got the Royal Rumble. Of course, we got some fan mail. We got some other topics, and going to have some fun. Glad you guys can join us today. And, let's go ahead and address some podcast news here. Coming up soon is going to be the season 4 finale of this podcast. Season 4 is coming to an end. That means season 5 is going to be coming soon. How soon? Soon. What would you say time frame wise? Maybe like
a month? When all of us are free again.
Yeah. A month or two maybe. But we're going to take a short break in between the end of season 4 and the beginning of season 5. We're trying to make it at least 3 weeks, maybe a month, just to get a decent break in. But while that is happening, we are going to be working on our various side projects. I am going to be working on Alpha Flicks, and I also have a different side project I will talk about in the future. Just a little foreshadowing there. And Alpha Flicks, just want to address fans right here, right now. Sorry about it, guys. It's been, you know, pretty crazy. We had a lot of personal stuff come up, so I haven't been around to publishing any of those. And yeah, it sounds easy to do publishing, but I still have a lot to do with the episode. So if you guys could just, you know, hang in there, I will release that. And in between the end of season 4 and the beginning of season 5, there's going to be a lot of episodes produced by EPN for Alpha Flicks. So hope you guys will stick around for that, and more information will be given on that as we go on. And Hades, I believe you got a side project you're working on too, right?
I've got a couple. Been working on Hades Basement.
That's cool.
Been working on kind of like what I want to do theme wise more than anything, because I've got the formula down for like how I want the episodes to go and everything.
Right.
I've got a couple side projects that I'm working on currently that I'm trying to get up off the ground. I just have to get some more equipment to do with it.
Yeah.
Once I've got the stuff and everything and the funds to do those, those will be announced. I can say that one is going to be a YouTube channel.
That's cool.
Coinciding with a podcast recording, more for the video is going to be more for the deaf, and the podcast is going to be more for the blind.
Okay. I like that.
I'm kind of going to try to do a descriptive type thing there. Still trying to figure out how I want to go about doing it, because it's going to be somewhat awkward starting out, trying to figure out like where my audience base is going to be at.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of podcasts are like that starting out before you get it off the ground, of course. Well, can't wait to get those up and running, and we hope you Warriors can stick around for it. Of course, our fans of EPN too, hope you guys stick around. And, of course, we appreciate your support. And, well, let's go ahead and let's go to war. And let's see. We got some fan mail here. We have mail we're going to cover real quick.
Read Bailey's first, because it's long as hell.
I'm going to read Bailey's first because it's really long. This is from Bailey from EBCV. And, of course, that is the same Bailey from WGAG, Guy Gibbs Studios. He's just changed the name of it. Highly suggest you guys go check it out if you got Facebook. And it says, "Dear Talk is War. Look, I like the WWE, but Peacock needs to learn you can't erase history because they removed some footage from the Rock concert before WrestleMania 19 because the Rock said ass a lot. Or at least that's what Culture Wrestling said in a video of theirs. And to be honest with you, that's really a shame coming from a streaming site called Peacock." They cut most of that segment out for basically no reason, but for The Rock saying ass a lot. I think another reason why Peacock took some of that segment out is because The Rock was making fun of Stone Cold Steve Austin being a redneck, but I don't see how that's so badly derogatory because technically, that is the truth. Stone Cold Steve Austin is a redneck. So my question to you is Peacock stupid for cutting some of that segment? Also, on an unrelated question, should Johnny Knoxville... Oh, hang on. I got to scroll here. It was on a separate page. Should Johnny Knoxville even be in this year's Royal Rumble? Because I think he really shouldn't. I prefer competitive eater Matt Stoney more than jackasses Johnny Knoxville. Sincerely, Bailey Robert Chandler of EBCV. God, it took the breath out of me.
Okay.
Let's see what the first question is there.
For the love of Christ.
Is Peacock stupid for cutting some of that segment? Okay, I'm not exactly sure which. I don't think I've seen that segment.
I know exactly what segment he's talking about.
I may have seen it, but if you said, like, the one from WrestleMania 19, it's been so long. I don't even think I've seen WrestleMania 19, except for a couple of matches.
So it was when Stone Cold and The Rock basically hated each other.
Right.
Like, true and proper hated each other.
Yeah, the rivalry.
And one thing that people got to realize, Stone Cold and The Rock are not fucking kayfabe actors. They're actors. They don't follow kayfabe. They're not like that out of the ring. Stone Cold is not a redneck. He plays a redneck. Stone Cold lives in fucking California.
Well, I mean, now he does. He was born and raised in Texas. So he... I don't really think he qualifies as... I'll say he qualifies as like a Southern boy, but...
He qualifies as a Texan. He's not a redneck. He's not go out in the backwoods and you hear banjos and smell moonshine. Like
No. Yeah, that's different. He is a, see, that's the difference. Like, where does it start? Where does it end? Like, the whole redneck spiel. Like, you can be redneck or you can be Southern or you can be a hillbilly or whatever. But, and yes, I can talk about this because I'm from West Virginia, and we get that all the time, you know, hillbillies and fucking meth heads. And you know what? Some of that, most of that is true, but, you know.
Dude, I'm a fucking hood rat. I can't, other than being engaged to fucking Southern Belle, Methville, West Virginia.
Yeah. It's about Stone Cold.
So Stone Cold is a typical Texan. He's not a redneck. He's not a hillbilly. He's He's not even really a Southerner because of the part of Texas he's from. He's just a Texan. All of them act like that. And The Rock, that segment got erased, one, because it's heavily dated. And two, it wasn't even a good segment. It was literally The Rock just saying ass a lot. That's all it was. And that's not why they cut it. It's not funny. It doesn't follow into the today's media. And it wasn't a good segment to begin with, because it was when Stone Cold and The Rock were like at the end of that heel versus heel bullshit that they were pulling. And it just wasn't good anymore.
I'll say that that may be why, but another reason is maybe they have a limit to the amount of curse words used. Like, maybe they don't care what curse words are used, but maybe it's the quantity. Because I do know that, I don't know if this goes for, like, streaming and all that, but television executives, for certain networks, they will give you a rule on how many curse words, what curse words, and etc. They will give you a rule list for curse words depending on what network you're in. Of course, if you're in Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon or something for children, you don't get that because you're not going to curse the kids. But if you're on, let's say, give me a network here, like MTV or, you know, something along those lines. They will give you.
This would have been a pay-per-view on USA.
It wouldn't be USA if it's a pay-per-view. If it's a pay-per-view, I'm not sure how they would do it. But if it's still on Peacock, that's owned by ABC, if I'm right. So
it is.
Yeah, so I think, you know, that ties into it. Maybe, you know. But also, you do have a point there. Maybe they're just wanting to trim it out some, you know?
And for all we know, the company itself could have said, hey, trim some of this down because it's not relevant to what we're trying to do now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And what we said about Steve earlier, we're not knocking him or anything. He is amazing, amazing wrestler, and definitely one of the most accomplished athletes in this sport. But, you know, we just wanted to elaborate on the vernacular there about the whole Southern tropes. But, and what was the second part of that? Do we think it's stupid for cutting some of that segment? Yes, but rules are rules, you know? It happens.
I don't think it's stupid because, like, I've seen the segment. The segment was stupid to begin with.
Well, I think it's kind of stupid, but rules are rules, you know? Maybe there's some other third element here we're not seeing.
See, Peacock, in my opinion, and this is where I look at it, Peacock isn't the only ones making these executive decisions to cut things. Because it's not just – Peacock is the ABC streaming service.
Right.
And the simple fact is, if ABC does not contributed to their family-friendly network, they're not going to.
Well, and
like there is image that has to be maintained when it comes to media.
Yeah, and that was before the whole switch to the PG era, so that may have a lot to do with it.
Oh, the PG era, dear God, don't get me started on.
I know. All right. Well. The second part of that was on an unrelated question, should Johnny Knoxville be in this year's Royal Rumble? And he interjects with him thinking that Matt Stoney should be in it instead of Johnny Knoxville. I love Matt Stoney, but
Is Matt Stoney?
You've never seen him?
No.
He's a competitive eater. All of his videos are on YouTube. And no, it's not like a mukbang thing, but he eats a crazy amount of stuff in a crazy amount of time. Like, and they're like world records. Like, he's done everything: hot dogs, giant bowls of cereal, like fast food items, like 3 triple whoppers in like 5 minutes, and like just all kinds of stuff. And this dude is like hella skinny. I don't know how he does it, but I love food, so I watch it for that. And he's pretty good. He's pretty good. I'm not really too big into the competitive eating thing, but I love food, and it's kind of impressive seeing how they do that, you know. But
it's kind of sad. I can watch the goriest movies and be fine. Mukbangs and competitive eating videos make me squeamish.
Dude, the mukbang, mukbang, whatever, however you say it, I hate those fucking videos, man. Those people look so, they look miserable. Like, not the ones that are enjoying the food. They're having the times of their lives. They're getting paid to eat all that and to showcase it. That's only, cool.
But there's only one that I like, and it's Timothy De La Ghetto.
Yeah, he's cool. I like him because I liked him on Wild N' Out too, and he cooks pretty good. But fucking that Nick Okado guy.
Oh my god, no. Dude, yes.
That's sad, man. Like that, it's just so sad. And
here's why I like Timothy De La Ghetto more than a lot of the others.
Yes, he does not force himself
to overeat.
And he's wearing the CPAP thing. And he's got like 4 little kids meals from Happy Meals from McDonald's. Like,
yeah,
that's just misery right there. And there's some people that cry while doing the mukbangs, and they'll like try and like just go eat faster. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, but he said, should Johnny Knoxville be on it? In the Rumble? I mean, should he? I don't really know how to answer it, because should he? Not exactly, because I don't know if he's trained to be a wrestler. And I mean, if you announce you're going to be in the Rumble, that kind of takes away the whole surprise, you know? Like, I mean, they haven't done it with anyone else yet, except for Mickie James, fucking course. But
my question is Johnny actually going to be in the Rumble, or is he going to pull like a Hornswoggle, go in for like 5 seconds, get thrown out, and just be
that's what I'm nervous about there. Like, a celebrity appearance is cool in a Rumble, but they haven't been memorable. Like Drew Carey, when he was in like, what was it, the 2001 Rumble? Shit was so stupid. He was in it for like 5 minutes, and
if that,
he didn't even do anything. It was him starting out, and Jeff and Matt Hardy, they got eliminated somehow, but I don't think Drew did anything. But then Kane came out, and then he just eliminated himself. So it's like, I don't think there's been any other Royal Rumble appearances by celebrities. But, you know, if there is, it hasn't been memorable. That's my point there. So if they want to make it memorable with Johnny and make it stick out from all the rest of the regular celebrity appearances, you know, then I think they should have him do something cool. And should they have him stay in there a little longer? Yeah. Have him win it? Hell no. That would be fucking stupid. Don't do that. But, you know, if at least have him in there, eliminate some guy, some beneath guy, or maybe pull off a big upset with a big guy. I don't know. But if they make it memorable and they pull it off right, they can really set an example for how to do a celebrity appearance right. Okay, and I think that answers that question. Thank you, Bailey. If you guys want to check him out, he is on Facebook. He is also on YouTube. Bailey Robert Chandler of EBCV. And this one is from Michael Thomas. I almost said Mitchell, but it's Michael. This one is from Michael Thomas from Uniondale. I wonder where Uniondale is. Do you know where that is? It's a very generic sounding. I don't know where that is.
It sounds like just a generic town somewhere. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's hard to say. And he sent us a email saying, do you guys still have beef with Hacksaw Jim Duggan? What's the story? We never... had beef.
I know the story behind this. I remember this.
We didn't. I just want to clarify something real quick. This is a horribly misleading email. We didn't have beef with Hacksaw Jim Duggan. That's not what happened. We're not, you know, he doesn't even know our names. So I'm, you know.
He knows my name.
Well, yeah, he knows your name, but he doesn't know
my name. That's where this question originates from.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Okay, so we did, God, this was probably 2 years ago. I got the chance to meet Hacksaw at an event, and I had asked if I could get a recording of him saying hi to you guys.
Was it a toy thing or was it like a convention? I can't remember which one it was.
It was the toy thing.
Okay.
Both. It was a toy convention thing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So when I asked this, he was all an amazing person to his fans. His manager is actually the one that we hate. Because publicists and managers are just assholes. Because one thing that you don't realize about celebrities is most celebrities, especially wrestlers, are really fan-oriented. But their publicists don't let them be as fan-oriented as they actively want to be. And his publicist was just a dick. I absolutely loved meeting Hacksaw. Hacksaw was amazing. But it was his publicist that I was against, not Hacksaw.
I mean, honestly, sometimes for good reason, sometimes it's for safety, you know? Or it's you know, just on request of that specific person that they're, you know, publicizing for or, you know, managing. But, yeah, sometimes it can be a little excessive. But, yeah, we didn't have any beef with Jim Duggan. And, you know, I hope I can meet him one day, you know. But, yeah, thank you, Michael.
I gave you the chance.
I know, but I couldn't make it. So hopefully I can make it with this. If COVID could just fucking die down.
And that shit is happening again, but I have no idea who it's
dying. Wait, if it's dying down, does that mean more people are dying? So I can't say dying down because
that's a gray area.
Yeah, so I should say if COVID gets, it can't get worse. It can get worse.
Don't say that.
It can get worse. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to think of how to word. If shit were to just go back to before COVID, or at least, you know, be decreased a little bit, I would love to go out in public and meet, you know, celebrities and different people and go to conventions and concerts and shit. But fuck, it's so hard, man.
We've got to figure out a day in like mid-February that we can get together and go see Jackass.
Yeah, I'd love to. That'd be awesome. And thank you, Michael, for sending in a question that was highly misleading. But you know what? You wrote into the show anyway, so thank you for doing that. Thank you, Michael. And you know what? That was an interesting question anyway. He was just curious. All right. And that is it for fan mail of today. Guys, if you want to send in a lovely email to this lovely podcast, and get featured on this show, it's TIWBayBay@gmail.com. And, well, let's go ahead and talk about the Rumble, Hades. Forgot to let the Warriors know. Switchblader will not be able to make this episode. He just texted us while we were in the middle of that. That is okay. We can do it without him. He will be on the next episode, hopefully. So, all right, let's talk about the Rumble, Hades.
Okay, so let's clear out the elephant in the room. And I actually wanted Jake on this episode because he was the one that brought it up to us.
Right.
Let's discuss Forbidden Door.
All right.
Do you think it's going to be an AEW wrestler or an Impact wrestler? Because we've seen both in talks with WWE recently.
See, it could be either or, but when they say a Forbidden Door, it doesn't have to be one either. Like, they could bring in multiple people for this, because they're doing it with the women's match already. For some reason, they already announced it. It's Mickie James, who she is currently the Impact Knockouts champion, if I'm right.
Oh, so, that's going to be good. I like it.
And she was just let go, which is kind of awkward because, you know, that whole thing that happened in WWE where she was released and that member of, I believe it was NXT or WWE, I'm not sure, but a member, personnel or whatever, sent her belongings in a garbage bag and got heat for that, but apparently it was an accident, but some are saying it's not. It's hard to say what's what, but, you know, she wants to be in the Rumble anyway, so that's cool. I'm glad she can, you know, see past all that shit, you know, that happened. Or, you know, who knows? Maybe she just forgave them. I don't know what happened. But I don't know why they announced it, though. Like, that could have been huge.
That was against Forbidden Door rule, because Forbidden Door has always, like, been on the day of the Rumble when you see who's behind the Forbidden Door.
And it's like, Forbidden Door, I'll go ahead and explain it here. The Forbidden Door is a concept, basically, that other promotions do not recognize each other. Some have in the past, but and some have opened this supposed Forbidden Door and let other talent compete in their companies. But for WWE, it's very, very rare. It's like getting struck by lightning almost. In the past, they were a little lenient on it, bringing in people from the NWA and people from Smoky Mountain Wrestling and, you know, working with WCW a time or two and New Japan Pro Wrestling. But it, since they switched to the WWE, it hasn't hardly happened.
And see, it doesn't happen at the Rumble a lot. It usually happens at, like, a Mania or SummerSlam.
And the most recent,
it was a very rare occurrence to see it on a Rumble.
The most recent Forbidden Door entry, I believe, was the 2016 Rumble when AJ entered. Because the previous night, it was going viral that he had been at Impact at the time and had been saying, oh, well, I'll go to the Rumble or something like that, or I'll go there or whatever. He was saying that he was going to go there. No one fucking believed him because people do that all the time. They tease about going into the Rumble. Hell, Kenny Omega did that before the 2019 Rumble. And there's been so many teases and all that. And Wade Barrett used to tweet out all the time.
Every damn event.
Wade Barrett used to tweet out all the time as a prank that Papa Shango was going to be in the Royal Rumble. He did it a couple times, but he got in trouble for it one time because I forget which Rumble it was, but it wasn't Papa Shango, but it was The Godfather, his other persona, entered, and he got in a lot of trouble for that because they thought he leaked it out, but he said the wrong character, and he was like, oh, no, I'm sorry, you know. But,
Could you imagine how cool it would have been if we got Papa Shango instead of Godfather, though?
It would have been cool. We haven't seen Papa Shango in so long, and he's one of my favorite characters. But, so it's very rare with the WWE, and it's going to be interesting on how they're going to do it. But why they're doing it, let's address that. I think that they're honestly doing this just to boost ratings a bit, you know? Raw and SmackDown have been in the dumps, man. SmackDown has probably been better, but Raw...
SmackDown for the first time in a long time has had higher ratings than Raw.
Yes, and that's been a long time. But NXT, it is also shit. It's just getting worse.
We know why NXT shit, though.
Yes, we do know why. But actually, wait. I think SmackDown has been usually a little better than Raw. I don't know about ratings wise. I'm not usually into that, but most people like SmackDown better.
SmackDown usually has the better storylines, but Raw has the higher ratings because more people can watch Raw.
Yeah, I guess so. But anyway, so I think that's why they're doing it. But with the whole of who's going to be in it and all that, for the men's, I just saw where Cody is no longer, like, under contract with AEW. He's, like, a free agent now. But honestly, I think that's a little too obvious. That's way, way too obvious.
So if I saw Cody do a Forbidden Door, it would be like a very, 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 very rare, or hell, maybe even first time occurrence, where Cody might do a Forbidden Door at like War Games or something, just like in memory of Dusty.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But I honestly think it's probably going to be an AEW wrestler, just because AEW is like the main competition currently.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Vince, he has competition now. He has competition now. And he had it back then with WCW, but not that long. But and Impact, they were kind of at once, but then that kind of died down. But AEW has been the one recent rivalry to the WWE. And a lot of people thought, you know, different companies like New Japan or Lucha Underground or Ring of Honor were going to do it. But no, it has been AEW. They are the new WCW.
Yeah.
And take that however you want it. You know, it could be Bill Watts WCW, or it could be fucking Eric Bischoff WCW. But currently, I think it's Eric Bischoff. But, you know, yeah, it's definitely Eric. But it's going to, you know, it'll evolutionize. So
because they've got such great talent at AEW too.
They do.
And like,
honestly, I think they could really pull it off with Christian, I think. Christian Cage, whatever he goes by now.
Christian would be a good one, but I feel like Christian would be a second choice, I think.
Mm-hmm. Now, it could be more than one if it's from AEW. So,
like, honestly, who's AEW's like top five right now? Christian's up there.
Let me see here. Top five. MJF, that's one of them. I do not see Chris Jericho doing it, but
maybe. Ooh, that'd be an interesting one, though, if Jericho did it.
Yeah,
like if Jericho. But I don't
know. He's kind of on bad terms. He's kind of on bad terms, but I don't know. They could probably look past it. But trying to think here. Cody, we've already mentioned. Darby Allin, perhaps, and he's with Sting, so that would be even better if they could get both of them for that.
I don't think Sting would do it. Darby, I mean, maybe.
Maybe. And I've heard a lot of rumors that maybe CM Punk, but
God, I hope not.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. I don't know. I really don't know.
Even on a different promotion, he's still shit.
See, that it's a little confusing there, because if they could get desperate with it, like, you know, for the ratings, but I don't think Punk will do it. I just don't think he's wanting to go down that path again. I don't think he's wanting to work with them on that kind of basis, you know. So
three that I would think they might pull. Sting will do it. Darby would be a top pick.
It would be cool happening too.
Jericho would be interesting, like a Bad Blood type of match. Christian would be a good one, because Christian would be a good competitor against a lot of the WWE's heavy hitters right now.
Yeah, yeah, I think so too. If it's anyone outside of AEW, maybe Jay Lethal, and I don't think they would bring in people for GCW. I don't think that's what they would do.
No. Jay Lethal would be an interesting one, but it'd be scraping the bottom of the barrel for him, I think. Like, it'd be one that, like, oh, Jay Lethal would be good entertainment, but I don't think they would, like, go for Jay Lethal because Jay Lethal wouldn't bump the ratings the way they'd want him to.
Yeah, probably not. But Jay is amazing.
One that I think would be interesting to see, simply because I don't remember seeing a match like this, is maybe bring in the Young Bucks and do kind of like Roman and like the friend, like the brother versus brother, like one has to eliminate the other type of scenario.
Maybe. They're pretty tight with AEW, though. I don't know. Now, one thing I did see, Corey. Okay, so working now?
Yeah, seems okay. To be.
God. All right, well, anyway, Corey Graves, for the first time in a long time, is going to be competing. He's a former NXT Tag Team Champion. He just got cleared for in-ring competition again. And he was just, you know, he was there when NXT was just starting to get off the ground and everything. And he got sidelined for a bit, and he did commentating for a good long while, and he was pretty good at it. But I know it's not a Forbidden Door entry, but it's a prediction for a surprise entry, at the least. And, of course, it was already announced, Mickey James. We've already been over that. What do you think about Ronda Rousey for the women's? She hasn't... When was the last time we seen her? It's been a long ass time.
Since 2020.
Was it before COVID?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. All right, well, continue.
2020. I think it was the last time we saw her.
Ah, okay. Well, let's see here. What else? There are also some rumors that the Inspiration / Iconics would make a one-night return to the Royal Rumble. And, of course, that being Cassie Lee, formerly known as Peyton Royce, and Jessica McKay, formerly known as Billie Kay. And they've been in Impact for a little bit now. I haven't seen any of their work there, but they are both very talented ladies. It'd be cool to see because they were extremely underrated.
Their characters, the Iconics were annoying.
Well, I think they were meant to be annoying, and I haven't seen what the Inspiration is. But you know, they're no longer under, you know, Vince's creative wing, so you know they could be better. They could be, but you got to admit, they were a good tag team.
Oh, they were great athletes. They were just fucking annoying.
Yes. But again, I think they were supposed to be. And, oh, you're going to love this, Hades. Okay, guess who else they, according to the internet, according to this one, you know who they really think is going to be in the Royal Rumble the most this year for the women's one?
Who?
Stephanie McMahon.
For the love of Christ.
No, that can't happen. No. I miss her, yes, but not that.
Do you miss her or do you miss making fun of her?
I don't make fun of her as a person, really, you know, it's her character. But But she is very cringy, but at times. But you know what? I would rather much see her as a an authoritative figure or an authoritative role, you know? But not in the fucking Rumble. Come on, man. Seriously.
I want to see her get her ass kicked.
No. I mean, yeah, I guess it could be cool for that, depending on who they use for the ass kicking. So it's going to be interesting to see. And, well, I think that pretty much covers it. I think that was a pretty good discussion there. We've covered a lot of topics a lot of people usually are covering when it comes to the Rumble. I'm glad we got to do that, too. Warriors, what do you guys think is going to happen with the Rumble? Who do you think is going to show up for both the men and the women's Rumbles? Who's going to kick down that forbidden door? Send us an email here at TIWBayBay@gmail.com. You will get featured on this show, I promise. And, well, I think that's it. This is a pretty good show. What do you think, brother?
I think it went well.
Yeah, yeah, I think so, too. Thank you guys for joining us today. We have another episode coming up this week, this weekend, I might add. Either Saturday or Sunday. We haven't decided yet, but just keep your eyes and ears out for that, wherever you get your favorite podcasts, of course. And Hades, any closing words for the Warriors here?
We will. The season four finale will probably involve us discussing the Rumble and everything, so.
Oh, yeah, everything that happened, perhaps we may include that. I mean, it's going to be a little bit further down the road, but, you know, we may talk about the Rumble. Hell, we might even talk about it on this week's episode. It just depends on how we put it out. From Alpha Z.
And Hades.
Thank you for joining us today, Warriors. We will see you next time on Talk Is War.